Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you should know you should check your draft stats first before you put them on your fantasy team. Or you should definitely check the expiration date on that can of bean dip you picked up at the gas station first before you dive in. Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. See Allstate.com for details. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois. As a business owner, you're always going that extra mile to pursue your passions. So you deserve partners who can help you go further with premium benefits and rewards. The American Express Business Platinum Card offers world-class business and travel benefits so you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. With the Amex Business Platinum Card, you can earn 1.5 times membership rewards points on select business purchases. And you can get complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/Amex Business.
Welcome.
Whoa.
I sense negative energy. What is wrong?
You look like someone we know, man.
Do you wish to know your fortunes or not?
Of course.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Let's see what the cards say. You'll be visited by star players, all-time greats, celebrity guests, of course.
Oh.
Ah, the ultimate treasure awaits.
The Jets?
You didn't think I was serious, did you?
You really think the Chiefs are going to three-peat?
The Magic 8-Ball says the Rich Eisen Show from the Big Easy starts now.
That's right. We are back here on the Rich Eisen Show live from New Orleans at the TurboTax Studio. Hand off your taxes to a TurboTax full service expert this year. They do your taxes. You get back to life. Now, this is taxes. And this is our final hour of the week here, the work week, here in New Orleans for our coverage of Super Bowl 59 between the Chiefs and the Eagles. We've had a lot of fun so far today. Kenny Chesney and Deion Sanders and Keegan-Michael Key and Emmett Smith. And joining us later on in this hour, Rob Gronkowski and Drew Brees. And we will, before we get on out the door, give our predictions for the game.
Oh, finally.
But joining us right now is a man who is, as Dan Patrick would say, en fuego. His massive comedy show this weekend in New Orleans, Nikki Glaser, Tony Hinchcliffe, Bert Kreischer, and this man as Dr. Phil, ladies and gentlemen, Adam Ray.
Guys, happy to be back. Dressed up for you.
Yeah, you're wearing a t-shirt that it does look like, to me, from here, is the cast of Murphy Brown.
Well,
so
you,
what do we have here?
Cancel your doc appointment, Rich. You've got 20/20 vision.
Look,
this is an authentic... I got a buddy that makes these shirts where he tries to combine things that I think normally don't go together, and then he puts them... He's got a weird Nicolas Cage shirt with it's like... It's Brock's son with Nicolas Cage's, like, in a Nicolas Cage movie. It's like a so this is Murphy Brown, Candace Bergen.
Nice.
I mean, I'm just trying to, you know, give shout outs here at Super Bowl week. You guys have had every guest on this show
except for Candace Bergen.
Except for Candace. I didn't want to bring it up and make
that.
It weird.
I know that.
I know you did reach
that.
Out.
I
she
know.
Has the same agent as Troy Aikman. Wouldn't that be wild?
That would be wild.
Some guy out there is like, I got Bergen, I got Aikman. Boy, trying to get him a show. trying to put them together like Martha and Snoop, but so far, no bites. No pun intended, no bites.
You're wearing a Seattle Sonics hat.
Always.
But to a Super Bowl.
If you've seen... God, I didn't feel bad about it until just now.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, Chris went to the Super Bowl in Minnesota for New England versus Philadelphia, and he was my plus one because New England made it. He was my plus one in Roger Goodell's suite.
No
and
way.
And he showed up in a Red Sox hat.
I don't know why this is a point of contention
Yikes.
With you.
Because it's you don't wear baseball gear around the NFL commissioner.
Stop it. You're doing a thing.
He's not doing a thing.
I always wear that hat. I have it right here.
Dude, you're,
that's a new hat, though.
No, you're the guy that goes to the Blind Melon concert wearing a Nirvana t-shirt.
And it's, you can't do
needs
that.
To stop. You can't do that.
But you're hanging around like Blind Eddie Vedder. You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude. Read the room.
You know what I mean?
Well, look,
it's okay.
If you've watched me on the Rich Eisen show here on the Roku channel, and you watched to the end, thanks for that. Who am I?
Oh my God!
I know. Rich Eisen.
What am I? That I know.
No,
I
you don't.
That.
It's one of. I told you this last time I was here. Anyway, I always rock Seattle gear because I'm diehard Seahawks. Sonics, Sounders, Storm, Mariners. Didn't spend enough money. We can talk about it next time I come on the show.
Hey now.
But yeah, dude.
Kraken.
Yeah, hockey's the one sport
you left it out, huh?
I didn't grow up with it. You know, live hockey is
best.
Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been to some Kings games. I met Al Michaels at a Kings game once. The story gets better. And I meet Al. He was there with a friend of mine's friend. So he introduced us in the little walkway there at Crypto. And somebody goes, oh, and Al, this is Adam Ray. I go, Al, I think we actually matched on Tinder like an hour ago. And in my head, I'm like, oh, that's a Hail Mary on first down as far as bits go.
Yeah, yeah.
And he pulls me in and just goes, I remember you. He goes, yeah. He goes, you shaved your mustache. Oh, wow, dude, just jumped in the bit boat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Funny guy.
Yeah, man.
Funny guy.
Oh, his memories are still trapped, bro.
Is it really? Yeah.
It is that. Yeah.
Have you guys had a moment yet this week where you're like, I'm ready to go because it's so chaotic? Or have you had a moment where you're like, this is the best week of my life?
We're very fortunate to be here.
Yeah.
Just sitting here and just having some
fun.
Very interesting people stop by and hanging out. You being one of them.
Thank you.
You know?
Yeah.
You and I are doing something with Bert later on, right?
Doing a Bert Kreischer's cooking show.
Tell me about, I've not been on his cooking show. He cooks for us?
And it's just...
Does he wash his hands before?
No, he doesn't wash his hands. I don't think he's wearing pants or a shirt.
Oh, no.
It's optional for us as well.
Kitchen sounds like a sea.
Yeah.
Sea.
It's Bert. It's just a way, you know, Bert is just the ultimate, he's got the Mickey Mantle, Jane. He just wants to hang out all the time.
Right.
And have around cool, fun people. So it'll be you, myself, and Cam Hayward.
Wow. Yes, sir. I saw him last night at the NFL Honors.
What a gangster, man.
Little
How
guy.
How was that?
He's massive.
Yeah, he's a huge guy.
Huge.
You forget, at least I do, because I'm not around athletes as much as you guys, but how massive these guys are.
Yeah. We can't believe it sometimes, just how big they are, and like it's your job to actually tackle them.
Who's the biggest guy you've ever met where you're like, I would love to get one little glimpse in the bathroom at what's going on?
Between two brains.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think I've ever had that.
I've never thought about that.
We've never advanced it.
Grew up in
to a certain point about wanting to see somebody.
No, Larry David.
Listen, I know
Mugs,
you rooted for Big Unit for all those years, but I mean,
Can I say like Serena or you mean?
Say it again. Now?
He wants to see someone in the bat. No,
I was like, can I say Serena?
Yes,
let us stick to the comedy, okay? TJ, you sit back.
Well, he's laughing.
You included yourself.
You're included. Okay.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. We'll stick to the comedy.
Somebody better turn my mic.
I think one of the biggest people you think, Jonathan Ogden. At the Hall of Fame a few years ago when we
were there.
Absolutely
eclipsed the sun.
Yeah.
With his body.
Yeah.
Adam Ray here on the Rich Eisen Show. So when did you first start doing Dr. Phil? Did that just come out of...
Tried Rachel Ray and Phil Donahue and Montel Williams, and all of them seemed to just not
didn't vibe
hit. And
Montel,
the people for various reasons were not into those characters.
Right.
No, it was when the actor strike hit, and it was, I don't know if you guys have experienced something like this where you go, I was a healthy diet of stand up. Podcast and auditioning and trying to be on other people's stuff. And then when that opportunity is taken away, it's like, well, I don't want to just sit around and wait. And it really kind of shined a light on the idea of I need to, like I've always been doing, like create your own opportunities. And so I'd always want to do a live stage show. Once I saw like George Bush's or Will Ferrell's George Bush show they did on Broadway years ago, or Mulaney and Nick Kroll's Oh Hello that they did. Just doing a character show always seemed like a blast because I'm doing stand-up all the time and just something fun. And I come from, theater. Played the Cowardly Lion in the fifth grade, which my mom still says to this day is my greatest role of all time. And I was a huge kid. Like I was, and you're like, oh, how fat were you? Well, I wore my t-shirt when I swam, not because I was embarrassed, because I didn't want to make the girls jealous with what I was working with, Rich.
Nice.
And they would go, oh my God, Adam, how'd you get them sweet ass boobies? And I was like, two words for you, Pop-Tart appetizer. So nice. I was the
isn't that three words? Pop-Tart is one?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll edit this out. But so I would, you know, I just wanted to mix it up. And Bill Burr was going to do an Adam Ray and Friends show I was doing at the Comedy Store. And I was like, Bill, I think I'm going to do the show where I dress up like Dr. Phil and just kind of do like a mock late night show. Yeah. I don't know what it looks like. I'll do a monologue and some crowd work. And he couldn't have been quicker to be like, dude, yes, that sounds hilarious. Make fun of my anger issues. Like, I'm in. And he was all about it. And we just, you know, riff for 2 hours on stage. And what was cool is, you know, Burr is, you know, one of my favorite comics of all time. And getting to kind of riff with him and, you know, as I found with the character, be a little abrasive like Phil is. You know, there's real Phil episodes, which I've only ever watched maybe 10 to 15 minutes of the actual show.
Where
I've picked up a couple things of just, you know, some girls like, I don't smoke weed. He's like, well, your mom begs to differ. And I'm going to bring her out in a second. But I didn't come 90% of the way to get 10% of the information. Hold that thought. We'll be right back. And it was just the way that he was controlling everything, chopping people down and then throwing to commercial. You know, Nathan, you're only 9, but you look 49. Okay. You've got weird googly teeth and pirate eyes. You got HPV on your tongue. I can smell it. You're at rock bottom. We got to get you to rock top and figure out who's driving the depressive submarine inside your heart. Nathan, give me one reason why you're not a loser. Okay. And I'll give you 10 reasons why everyone in your family wishes you were dead. We'll be right back. And every time he did it, I was like, this guy is like, it was so funny. And so it seemed like a fun guy to parody and then find your own version of it through. So getting to like, you know, hit and hug Burr was fun. And now we've done, I don't know, 30 shows at the store. Now we're on a 30 city theater tour. These 3,000 to 5,000 seat theaters that are selling out months in advance. And then we had the Netflix special where Real Phil came on.
He came on.
Yeah. Which was
so
cool.
So when you started doing it,
yeah,
and it was clearly a hit, and it was clearly working.
Yeah, but you still.
But were you concerned that Phil would find out and yeah, like you go to your mailbox every day hoping there's no cease and desist letter in
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean 1,000%. I think I always felt pretty confident in my just intent with it all. I was never trying to blur the lines or say things that would, you know, be disparaging to him. So keeping it silly was always the move. Like, you know, like we had a show last week and I brought out Johnny Knoxville and I talked about how my fear, everyone's got fears. Mine is being featured on America's Funniest Home Videos, getting smacked in the nuts and going down hard and not being a man about it. So I'm going to bring out a friend to help me get over that fear. So we brought Johnny Knoxville.
Nice.
And he brings out this whole nut slapping contraption they've used on Jackass that has like this compression thing and like a flip flop at the end.
Yeah.
And it basically, so I brought three people up to compete against, and Johnny had the buzzer and he was like, all right, you want trivia or spelling? And so, you know, then we'd answer and we just all got smacked. And that was a fun way. And then I said, and then we honored some LA firefighters, which was awesome. This was on Tuesday. And then from that, I was like, I'm addicted to giving back, but I'm also addicted to Kraft mac and cheese. Okay. I can't get enough. I started doing this bit every time I would hiccup burp, like, or really burp, I go, sorry, I had a mac and cheese portable in the car. So that became like a running joke to where I was like, I'm going to do a bit where I talk about how I'm addicted to them. And then we had Jeremiah Watkins, who plays a different character every show,
yeah,
come out dressed as an Easy Mac. And I started singing Teddy Swim's Lose Control, you know. Something's got a hold of me lately. Yeah, I don't know myself anymore. And then I stopped singing and go, you know, I don't have the pipes or the passion to get through this. Let's bring out the real deal. And then Teddy Swims came out
hey,
and just murdered it as me and a guy dressed in a mac and cheese portable, like interpretive dance and made love. And it was beautiful. I'll send you a link. But it was,
dude,
it was wild. So getting to like add different elements for every show and make it, you know, like it's, you know, not SNL, but like just a variety. It's got something for everybody.
Yeah,
you know?
It's you're awesome. Killing it, man.
So we're gonna have Rich Eisen on it so when it works, when the schedules work.
I know.
Maybe when things slow down.
When things slow down, I would love to be involved in whatever you're doing and to get Dr. Phil on the show.
Oh, that's
in
happening.
Our Los Angeles studios. You know, I've been trying to pull off that caper for a while.
Yeah.
You know, but out of everything you just said, that I kind of want to revisit. Johnny Knoxville kept the actual, I guess, Jackass used nut slapping device.
Yeah,
it existed.
Is that
and he brought it? He brought it.
Harrison Ford probably held onto the whip from. Knoxville's like, don't toss the nut slapping.
Whatever you do,
yeah.
He told everybody back in the production staff.
Yeah, they're not putting it in the Smithsonian, but what his response? I mean, that's what's so cool about this business, right? It's like, I mean, you guys have met so many cool people, but he got such a wild pop because it's also like I like bringing people to the conference. Comedy Store for those shows and on the live shows that people aren't expecting to see. And you know, if you stick around long enough and you're not a total piece of crap, you make some cool relationships. And you know, I just threw a Hail Mary to Johnny on Instagram. And there was a message that I'd sent him 10 years ago when Brad Williams and I were doing a podcast, me asking him to be on the podcast. Yeah. And he didn't respond to that. But then he saw this one where I was like, would you ever want to come on the Dr. Phil show? And he got back and was like, first of all, sorry for leaving you on scene 10 years ago. It's all right. You were probably getting hit up all the time, but he was like, you know, I'm a fan and I'd love to, you know, come on. And he had all sorts of ideas too. He was like, we could do fake, you know, or not fake. I suggested a fake beer bottle. And he was like, you know, with all due respect, everything I do is real.
Yeah.
I commit, like, so we could do a real one. And I was like, let's do it. And then my best bud, Norm, who helps produce the show, was like, nah, you're not doing that. And then I was like, well, Johnny suggested pepper spray up my butt. And Norm was like, nah, you're not going to do that either. And then I was like, all right. And then he's like, what about the nut slapping thing? He's like, yeah, you should definitely do that. And he's just so, he's a little crazy with it. But you have to be doing that show, you know?
Adam Ray is Dr. Phil Unleashed is available for streaming on Netflix, which obviously is something you could see right here through the Roku portal about last night podcast, wherever you get your podcast, your stand-up dates as Dr. Phil live. You're going to Denver in the Valentine's night in Denver is
Valentine's
Dr. Phil.
Night. It's going to be
take your boo,
take your bae, take your side piece, take your wife's best friend, nice. Karen, who needs to get out because of the divorce. Take everybody who likes live entertainment. The shows are always different, but yeah. And also all my stand-up dates are at AdamRayComedy.com,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, Salt Lake City, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. That's just in February alone. AdamRayComedy.com, which is where you can get tickets to tomorrow night if you're in town. Bert Kreischer, Nikki Glaser, who I saw last night at the NFL Honors, Tony Hinchcliffe, and you as Dr. Phil at the, I said Uno Lakefront Arena when Bert was here on Wednesday, and all the locals were like, it's UNO, sir. So it's UNO Lakefront Arena. You got a thought on the game at all? What do you think?
I do. Travis is a homie, so I'm leaning I'm leaning red. You know, the idea of it is wild when you don't have a horse in the race. Like your emotional attachment is a little
right.
Like I forgot when the Seahawks won in 2013, which is my squad. I forgot how invested you get as a fan to where like you feel like you contributed to the win. People were congratulating me out in New York left and right after we won, and I had no problem accepting partial responsibility. I was like, dude, thank you, man. Those 15 beers I had at half, I think it helped us run the ball better. I think Marshawn saw the beast mode inside of me and brought it out in him. But I think I'm leaning towards. I don't see how you can bet against Mahomes. I think Saquon Barkley has had a season for the ages, and it's really, I feel like he's not going to be stopped tomorrow, but I just think T. Swift's going to be in the stadium.
In the house.
And there's an energy there. I think the chance for a three-peat is to, they've also just been there, man. They're just so poised,
yeah.
for lack of a better word. And I just feel like it's theirs for the taking. So don't quote me on that. I did make some prop bets. The first prop bet I ever made was whether Pink would go over or under on the national anthem.
Yeah.
This was years ago when Adam Devine and I were on tour in Japan, and we were at a Hooters in Shibuya, Japan. Put that on your bingo card and smoke it.
What?
A Hooters in Shibuya.
Shibuya?
What? Sounds like where you go to end it all. But it was
a blast. Or make a prop bet on
Pink. And I had never really bet before, right? And I'm still not a huge bettor. You know, I bet on how this interview would go, and it's not going well. But I, you know, you have to bet on yourself. But so my buddy goes, Pink, it's over under. And he goes, take the under because I heard she has a cold. And I go, how do you even, what?
Yeah.
And he's like, dude, I just don't ask how I know, but I know. I was like, did you like to do something? He's like, no. And then, so I put a couple hundred on it and won. And she went like, she stopped at 148. And as she was like going through the anthem and kind of going fast, he's texting me being like, look, dude, she's rushing. And I'm like, wow, dude, there is another level to gambling that I'm just not
privy to. It's insane.
It's insane.
It's insane. Was it Lady Gaga who double braved? 1 year?
Yeah, I think.
Is that the one in
right.
Houston that
it
was
screwed
the
screwed everything up?
Right, she double braves like home of the brave.
Double
and then,
brave.
And then went brave. The brave after that. She double braved.
Yeah. Double braved is also what you can do Atlanta in Atlanta yes. at the Magic City.
Yes.
With
brave.
With Chipper Jones,
ladies and gentlemen.
Double brave.
She we'll double braved. And I'll never forget in Miami, the Super Bowl in Miami, the one where Prince did the halftime. Billy Joel did the national anthem. Wow. And I was there in the NFL Network green room where somebody from the NFL was prepping Billy Joel before he went out to press conference. And they said to him, listen, Billy, we're thrilled that you're here. And the one thing we ask of you is just please do not say how long the national anthem's going to be if you're asked. And he says, why not? And they explained to him is that, you know, people bet on it. And it's really not something that we're terribly into being talked about.
Yeah.
And he goes, okay. And he goes onto the stage in front of the media. Billy Joel's first thing is like, you know, it's such an honor to be back here at the Super Bowl doing the national anthem for a second time. I think it's going to be about 2 minutes and 10 seconds to 2 minutes and 15 seconds long. And he just started talking again.
Oh, my God. Dude, it's
he just did not care.
That's so wild.
Don't tell Billy Joel what
Don't tell Billy Joel what to do. The rule.
That is the message.
I just did the surprise birthday roast for Jelly Roll in Nashville about 2 months ago. It was Burt Kreischer and Winnie Cummings and Mark Norman and myself. And they had this guy Cole Hauser from Yellowstone was there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And Kid Rock was there. And they went out of their way to be like, one of the people putting on the event was like, don't make fun of Kid Rock. He's like kind of sensitive. He just wants to enjoy the show. Like, don't like just really let him just be back. Don't like fire up zingers at him. Just let him enjoy the show. Just please like don't make any jokes about Kid Rock. And all I heard was, I'm going to make a ton of jokes about Kid Rock. Because why not? He's here. He's like, you know, fair game. So I was up there and I was like, Kid Rock's here. I go, Kid Rock, I'll make this quick. I know you got to get back to talking too loud at a Cracker Barrel. And then I go, Crack or Barrel is actually how Kid Rock's life is going to end. And that got more laughter here than it did there. And thanks. I heard David Allenberg laughing in the back.
That's
and,
yes.
And
he loves you, by the way.
And then I called him Snoop Dogg and Whitefish. And then like, and he was a good sport about it. So,
okay.
Yeah. So that's at the end of the day.
And then
he razzed me up a little bit.
How was it the first time you met Dr. Phil, though?
Wild.
It was.
I was like, dude, thanks for. I kind of got real, not emotional, but I cried in front of him as him. No. But I go, dude, thank you for like being cool with this because, you know, comedy is a, you know, the whole laughter medicine thing is pretty apparent. And the more I've gotten into this business and gotten to do shows and for more and more people and the Phil stuff, I get messages that are wild as far as people being like, you know, my mom is, it's stage 4 cancer and this is the only thing that's made her laugh. We watch it together every time. It's wow. So just the power of it all is getting even, makes it even more fun. So I thanked Phil on this level of like, thanks for letting me do it because not only is it so fun and giving me a little bump career-wise and exposure, but it's, you know, making so many people happy, and that's the point of all this. And he was just like, well, you know, you would have known a long time ago if I wasn't cool with it. And then, he's like, and then he goes, and then I kind of set up what I needed him to do with the show. Everything's riffed, you know, and off the cuff, but the entrance, I didn't want to waste his entrance. So yeah. I had me say, like, I always say, like, I don't like your effing attitude to somebody in the crowd. And then he came out, you know, and surprised everybody. And then everyone goes nuts because we locked the phones up. They didn't know. And then he comes out, takes a beat, milks his applause, and then goes, I don't like your effing attitude. And then I go, who are you? And he goes, who am I? Who the F are you? And then I wanted to do a mirror thing, like the where we kind of like looked at each other. So we did that. And then he set the mic down and goes, we'll be right back. And then that got a big applause. And then we just chatted for a while. And I was like, Phil, great. I go, thanks for being here. I'm glad you're here. And he goes, I'm sure you are. Because I'm sure it's exactly how you plan this, you know. But so he's a good sport.
That's great, man. Yeah. And Adam Ray is Dr. Phil tomorrow night again. Burt Kreischer, Nikki Glaser, Tony Hinchcliffe, 7 Eastern at, 7 Central right here at the UNO Lakefront Arena. Adam Ray Comedy is also .com is where you can check out your Adam Ray's Dr. Phil live stand-up dates. And check out Dr. Phil Unleashed right now on Netflix here through the Roku portal. You're the man. Thank you.
I love you guys. Shout out to my beautiful wife, Amanda. Who's here, who's never been to New Orleans, who's a big fan, and who lets me dress up and play pretend. One night after doing a Phil show, I Chappelle did a secret show at the Belly Room of the Comedy Store, so I stayed in makeup to watch him, and then I had to sleep in the makeup, and she woke up in the middle of the night and saw me in full makeup, and I took the stash off, obviously, but
nice.
She was awakened to not something, well, her future, but, well, you know, but also.
You know.
Yeah. I've never really met, but she is definitely a rock star, certainly seeing your videos that I follow on Adam Ray Comedy.
Thank you.
Of you as the husband finding out what the wife is doing behind his back. And it's
fake
one unmentionable thing after another. I cannot mention even reference on this on this
it's
show.
It's your show. Do whatever you want.
No. Okay. I want to continue doing it.
Smart move.
In fact, I can't imagine that your actual wife sees that, but that's impressive.
And
you're still
league.
Married. Congratulations.
Thank you, brother.
Adam Ray, everybody. Yes. Gronk and Drew Brees. coming up next here.
Whoa.
Then our game predictions as we roll out of New Orleans here on the Rich Eisen Show. I got a riddle for you. What do yoga mats, a toothbrush, and a Hyundai have in common? I'll give you a moment. Time's up. If you guess they're all fun, well-designed, and super useful, you guessed wrong. The answer is you can order all those things on Amazon. That's right. You can now buy a Hyundai on Amazon, the same place where you order yoga mats, a toothbrush, and pretty much everything else. All from the comfort of your home. And the best part, you won't even have to break down a car-sized Amazon box after, because you'll pick up your Hyundai at the dealer. I mean, picture this. You're in your PJs, snugged in on your couch. You pull up Amazon on your phone and start the process right there. Just locate a nearby dealer, pick your color, your options, check the price, and with a few dotting of some I's and crossing of some T's, voila! Your Hyundai is ready for pickup. It's that easy. Just remember to put some real clothes on before you head over, will you? Hyundai, now available on Amazon. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Limited availability only through participating Hyundai dealers in select markets. As a business owner, you're always going that extra mile to pursue your passions, so you deserve partners who can help you go further with premium benefits and rewards. The American Express Business Platinum Card offers world-class business and travel benefits, so you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. With the Amex Business Platinum Card, you can earn 1.5 times membership rewards points on select business purchases, and you can get complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
My friend, my longtime friend, my diehard Chiefs friend, a man who has told me so many times, I would love to come to the Super Bowl and hang with you, but I will not until the Chiefs make it. And the Chiefs have made it. And Eric Stonestreet is here on the Rich Eisen Show.
Yeah, baby! Where the Chiefs fans at? There they are!
There they are.
I will tell you this, yes. Chiefs fans. Football fans, Brett Veach was on Patrick Mahomes from the very beginning, and Brett Veach told me this year that we would take a picture with the Lamar Hunt Trophy in the locker room of Arrowhead, and we did that, and he said that from the beginning multiple times.
So now that is what we call an insider. An insider report.
That's an insider.
No, but I've known you for a long time. If I'm not mistaken, you are a mixture of ecstatic excitement.
Yeah.
And profound nervousness right now.
Yeah, I call it measured. I am measured. I am a volcano of emotions inside.
Yes, right now. I can see right now, yeah. Like you are.
You know, because I don't like to get the cart, you know, before the horses type of guy. I'm not. I know the 49ers are a good team. I also know we're a good team. I love that about the Super Bowl. It's a great matchup. We each have things we have to do to win the ball game. We have to stop their run, and Patrick Mahomes has to be Patrick Mahomes. There's no doubt about it.
It is just amazing seeing, you know, this moment for you, knowing how much it means to you that you're actually here at a Super Bowl. This is actually
I couldn't believe it. Going down there on the field after that and high-fiving those guys and them, and just the fact that Veach told me, you're going to come down on the sidelines and you're going to go in the locker room,
yeah,
and you're going to kiss the Lamar Hunt Trophy with me, and that happening, and he said, brother, the next trophy we're going to kiss is the Vinny. We kissed the Lamar. Let's get the Vinny.
Kiss the Vinny.
Kiss the Vinny.
I like that. Welcome back to the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. I have got two first ballot Hall of Famers whenever their time is ready for that. Bounty and the Wingman is representing none other than Super Bowl champions Drew Brees and Rob Gronkowski. Good to see you guys. How are you?
Rich, great to see you, man. Always a pleasure to be on your show, man.
I appreciate you saying that. You look real serious right now. Did I do something wrong?
No. I've been a little bit run down. I just slept 11 hours last night, and I feel like I'm still sleeping.
Wow.
Yeah, but you should wake me up. Every time I come on your show, usually I leave wide awake.
Okay, that's good.
I think he's just in more of a sincere frame of mind.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I've kind of noticed a really sincere Gronk here over the last, 30 minutes.
Is that right?
He's just expressing some gratitude towards you, Rich.
It's good to see you, man. I haven't seen you in
great
a long time, Drew Brees.
I know. I feel like we kind of have our annual visit at Super Bowl.
We do.
Like, we should make this more frequent. Golf. Maybe play some pickleball, padel, maybe. I don't know.
I've never done the padel thing.
Yeah. No, it's awesome. Yeah, we were talking about that earlier.
Have you padeled it up?
No, I'm a pickleballer. Usually in March, I play a lot of pickleball because I'm down in Florida, and then a lot of my friends are down there. But I never padeled in my life. I think it's similar. And everyone that plays padel says, no, you got to play padel. It's better than pickleball. 100% of my friends have said that. So I'm sure eventually I'm going to play some padel. I'm waiting for Drew Brees to give me a call so I can play.
All right, go.
Again.
We just need a fourth now, guys.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, guys.
I don't know what padel is, fellas. So.
It's like pickleball, but with a wall, right?
Yeah, imagine pickleball plus racquetball.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's somewhat of an enclosed. You got plexiglass on the back. You play it off the walls. Oh. So there's a little bit of that. Turf requires a little more athleticism.
Dude, what is it like walking around this town, by the way? What is it like for you walking
with
around?
With this jacket on or just in general?
Yeah. The bounty jacket?
Yeah.
Just in general. Drew Brees walking around New Orleans. What's that like for you, man?
You know what? Honestly, I walk around town just like I'm a New Orleanian, you know? Mm-hmm. So, I'm proud. I'm proud of our town. And I'm excited that we get a chance to host an 11th Super Bowl. This is awesome, most of any other city.
Yeah.
And there's a reason that everybody keeps coming back here, because everybody has such a good time, right? And this city is just made for this. This is what we do. We got Mardi Gras every year. We got Jazz Fest every year. I mean, we love to host. We love to show people Southern hospitality, New Orleans hospitality.
Yeah.
Show them our great food. Most cities are tourists. Get out of here, right? We're hey, we embrace you. Come, we're going to show you a great time, the great music, the great venues, the great food. The Superdome's right up the road. We got the Mississippi River right here. We got Shad Khan's yacht right over here. Have you gotten an invite up to Shad Khan's yacht? Have you seen Shad Khan's yacht?
Is that the
it's the 300-foot yacht that's literally up in the Mississippi River.
The owner of the Jaguars?
Yes, sir.
Correct. Yes.
So I've been on that yacht when I took a vacation for New Year's to St. Barth's.
What?
Yeah, St. Barth's. That's where all the billionaires go. I got invited, and I don't have $1 billion. So I'm working on it. That's why I'm on the show.
You've been on that yacht?
You know? But I've been on it for a party in St. Barth's before. And it's Kissimmee, right? The Kissimmee yacht? Isn't that the name of the yacht?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. And it's been in a couple movies as well. So I've been on it one time. It's fabulous, man. It's beautiful.
Speaking of pickleball, I think it has pickleball court, padel court.
Nice.
Sauna, cold tub.
As all yachts should have.
All the good stuff. Yeah.
This Super Bowl obviously has a potential historic ring to it because of what's going on with the Chiefs. What do you say, Gronk, to anybody who thinks that the Chiefs are closing in on the Patriots dynasty right now? What do you think?
Well, I don't think they're closing in on just everything that we've accomplished through our dynasty, because it was over two decades. I mean, you had that first dynasty decade from 2002, kind of like the 2010. And then
started in the Superdome, by the way.
Yes, it did, right here when Tom won his very first one. And then it trickled into the second decade, which, with myself, Julian, and those type of guys, Devin McCourty. But what they have done over the last 10 years, I believe it's the best decade of dominance for a dynasty, especially if they get the three-peat, because that means they've won four over the last 10 years, and the Patriots, they did 3-3. So you got to give them credit for the best decade dynasty, but overall, it's not the best dynasty over a length of time yet. And they can, they can do it. They still have the chance. I mean, Andy Reid can still coach another 10 years. Patrick Mahomes can play another 10 years. And then they can have the best dominance of a dynasty over two decades. But so far, it's still the Patriots, baby.
And you know, your records are too many to mention, Drew. There's a gajillion of them. But you see what Mahomes is doing before he's even 30 years old. How does that hit you as your wife?
Well, I think that's what's so remarkable about this. The guy has started for 7 years. He's got seven conference championship games, and he's playing in his fifth Super Bowl. I mean, so if you take that and if you could spread that over the course of a body of work that spans 18, 20 years, like, look, I think the conversation with, you know, Brady and Mahomes right now, look, Brady played 23 seasons, right? 10 Super Bowl appearances, 7 Super Bowl wins. I think what Mahomes has accomplished in his first 7 years is certainly unprecedented. If they win three in a row, unprecedented. But I think the body of work is kind of what you have to look at. And honestly, I think, I mean, how many could this guy win, right? If you start looking at the next 10 years. And it's right. going to be with different eras. Like, at some point, he's going to lose Travis Kelce, right? And he's going to have to basically do it with a whole new cast of guys. And yet, as long as he is the guy pulling the trigger, you know, at the helm, and then with an Andy Reid or someone who's, you know, kind of orchestrating all of that, man, this could last for a while.
Drew Brees, Rob Gronkowski here. Bounty in the wingman campaign. So who's the wingman? Or you're both the wingmen? What do we got here?
He's the man, okay. And I'm the wingman. Okay. So, you know, Gronk's been the guy for Bounty for 3 years now.
Yes,
right?
I've been the Bounty man.
He's been the Bounty man.
Yeah.
But he saw Super Bowl was in New Orleans. He's never been to New Orleans like to hang out. He's been here to play games, but he's never been here to hang out. So he's like, who should I call if I want, you know, somebody to really kind of show me around town. So next thing I know, Gronk calls me and says, hey, will you be my wingman in New Orleans?
And you are.
And I was like, well, this sounds dangerous. I said, let me make sure I know what I'm getting into here.
Yes.
But eventually I accepted. And so I'm Gronk's wingman mm-hmm. here.
It's been fun, man. It's been a lot of fun. That's why I'm more tame today, because he kind of used all my energy over the last two nights.
You kind of warm out, man. You know?
I blame my wingman right there.
We're marathon.
It's much calmer. It's much calmer, yeah.
I mean, isn't the Fox pregame like 4-something hours?
It's 5 hours on Sunday as well. So
you got to get through this.
Yeah, I do, man. I gotta find that juice. I gotta.
Maybe a wing can help. Maybe.
Yeah, I probably need a wing with some blue cheese.
Well, I know this.
Hold on. Let me try one.
Yeah, go ahead and get one. Well.
Obviously, you got some Bounty there to wipe your hands.
Look, you can't have football without wings, and you can't have wings without Bounty. So,
that's right.
Look at you, Breeze.
Wow. Is that good? Hey, was that
is warm? Delicious?
Like,
man.
What's the temperature?
Warm
what's the
too.
Temperature?
Here
you
go.
Like,
it's between hot and lukewarm.
Yeah.
So it's still doable. Very doable. It's like you don't want to wait another 5 more minutes because then it'll be a little too chilly.
Straight out of the air fryer. Here
I'm the wingman here. Pass some Bounty.
Make it that.
Make sure that your hand.
This is what wingmen do for each other. You know.
That's right.
Yeah. This is. You guys seen the commercial yet?
I can't wait to see it.
We need Reggie. We're missing Reggie Bush. Reggie Bush was.
Okay.
He was winning an Oscar in that.
Well, it's good to have you here, guys. Yeah. I appreciate you guys stopping by here. Have you given your prediction yet? Or you got to wait till.
Yeah. Well, I've been wrong over the last 2 years. I actually chose against the Chiefs, so I can't do that 3 years in a row. So I'm going with the Kansas City Chiefs to score 30 and the Philadelphia Eagles to score 26. And I'm going to go even deeper into it.
Yeah.
It's going to be 26-23. There's uh-huh. going to be 2 minutes left, and Patrick Mahomes is going to drive down the field and score a touchdown. They're going to kick the extra point to make it 30-26.
And that's a very specific mm-hmm. Prediction. What about you, Drew Brees? What about you?
Well, I think Saquon is going to go off. He's going to do what he does.
Yeah.
I think it's going to take away a couple possessions from the Chiefs, and it's going to cause them to get a little bit, like, you know, kind of press a little bit.
Yeah.
And so I think the Eagles are going to take – they're going to be up 10 in the fourth. And then the Chiefs are going to come roaring back to tie this thing.
On the edge of my seat.
But the last possession is going to go to the Eagles to drive down with a game-winning kick opportunity. And I don't know what's going to happen after that.
Oh, man. Right to the end.
Oh, man. That was a thriller.
Yeah. This is a thriller. Great to have you. By the way, you missed a spot. It's on Gronk's left side of his front. There you go. Now Gronk's ready
for the rest of the day. That's my wingman.
You're a mess.
That's why I got him.
Bounty in the wingman campaign. Thank you, Drew Brees. Thank you, Rob Gronkowski, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. We roll on right now with a sports update from Rich Ackerman.
Are you looking for a voice that truly represents your values? AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, was created to champion the needs of Americans who believe in faith, family, and freedom. Members gain access to incredible member benefits and discounts, including the award-winning AMAC magazine. From exclusive discounts on travel, insurance, everyday services, to a strong voice in Washington, the Association of Mature American Citizens is here to make a difference in your life and in our nation. Anybody at any age can join. And you'll belong to a community that stands for timeless American values. In honor of President Trump's first 100 days in office, AMAC is offering an incredible deal. Incredible. Enroll in a 5-year AMAC membership for 47% off. Normally it's $60. Join today. It's $32. That's $7 a year. Visit amac.us/mark. That's amac.us/mark. Join today. Take advantage of this special offer. That's amac.us/mark. Join AMAC and become part of a movement that stands for you, your family, and your future.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead.
With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
So what if I need a new one?
We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
And what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
The biggest weekend in American sports is officially here, and I'm not just talking about football. There's another and arguably much cuter big game happening on Sunday. That's right, folks. It's Puppy Bowl, sponsored by our partners at Pedigree. Tune into Puppy Bowl 21 Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern on Animal Planet, Discovery, TBS, or Max to watch some amazing pupleats in action. And fuel your pupleat with Pedigree Puppy, the go-to choice for active puppies. No bones about it.
You're back.
We're back. Here on the Rich Eisen Show, live from New Orleans, right here on the program.
Yeah, buddy.
All right, we're flying blind a little bit here.
Why not?
On the program, finishing up strong here. What's your favorite part of today's show so far?
Oh, my goodness.
What do you got?
You repeatedly saying nuts to Dion while he's got the tackle box of almonds in front of you.
That was fun.
And then him kind of losing his mind, like, that was really funny.
Yeah. I mean, you know, for me, it's anytime I get to sit and, you know, be adjacent to Emmitt Smith.
Right.
Based upon my love of the Cowboys, my belief that he's the greatest running back of all time, and the fact that that record will stand till the end of time, you know, anytime I get to kind of be able to chop it up with Emmitt.
Man, Emmitt was really passionate today about the state of the Cowboys.
Right. Yeah, I know. No doubt about that. 844-204-RICH, normally the number to dial. We're going to be back on Monday,
yeah.
In Los Angeles.
Yeah, buddy.
Can't wait for that.
Well, I kind of can wait, Rich, because Monday signifies the end. You know what I mean? Like, it's over, Chris. You know, it's done.
And you know, it's funny. The offseason is so long. It's 7 months between the Super Bowl and then the kickoff to the next season. And then once the season starts, there's all the excitement. And it's Labor Day. And you're just like, here we go. I mean, we were at the opening kickoff in Kansas City. We were all at the game.
Last week.
And the season is a blur. Yeah. It's a blink.
That's why I'm like, Monday is going to be cool. But it's also like, okay. What do we do now?
Well, it's over.
It's done.
All right. So tonight is today is the final media availability for the coaches.
Right.
That's all done and finished with.
Yep.
And then now it's just sitting there and hoping nobody runs off to Mexico and, nothing happens.
Stubs a toe in their hotel.
On Bourbon Street,
nothing happens at all. And then suddenly we got ourselves a game in the Superdome. And it's time to figure that stuff out. Are you ready for your game predictions right here?
Oh, baby, we're doing it finally?
I think so.
We've been hinting at it for the whole week.
I think so.
Chris Long, we almost, gave up the goose to Chris Long, like, back on Tuesday. By the way, he did not tell us his pick. He said, Rich, that he was going to tell us who he was taking in the Super Bowl and his pick while we were at the Kelce party on Wednesday. You and I were at the party. Sorry, TJ.
I ain't gonna
lie. We saw Chris Long. We consumed several beverages, and he did not tell us his pick. I'm so disappointed. Well, but it feels like he's leaning Eagles. It feels that way.
He doesn't have to tell you his pick. We already know who his pick. He's going with the Eagles.
Yeah.
Totally obvious. And but also, he's got his own show where he wants to.
Right, of course. I mean, he was cozying up to Big Dom like the whole night. So it's like, fine.
Didn't you say you were looking for you loved meeting him?
Yeah. Big Dom, Jake, our social guy, is a huge Eagles fan. Big Dom walked in, and I'm like, Jake, just go ask him for a photo. You're freaking out. I get it. Ask him for a photo. I'll take it. And he did. All right, we're back on the radio side. Welcome to the Rich Eisen Show. We are still in New Orleans. Rich Eisen,
we are indeed.
Take it away.
Okay. Let's get to our game predictions. It's now time to get this thing done. It's now time to put up or shut up right now.
Yes.
It is now time for us to have our big game predictions presented by TurboTax. And there you go. There's our game picks presented by Intuit TurboTax now. Are you ready for the prediction?
Yeah.
TJ Jefferson, your first
up.
Let's go.
Up. All right. Well, you know, guys, all year I've been saying this. When you were saying how the Chiefs, they may have gotten lucky. The refs may have been on their side. Blah, blah, woo, woo. And my thing always was this. When the game comes down to the end of the game and the Chiefs are down by 2 points, 6 points, 7 points, and Mahomes guys the ball and a little bit of time, do you really think he's not going to get it done?
No, I know that he's getting it done.
So here's what I'm looking at, guys. It's going to be maybe a minute and 47 seconds left in the game. Chiefs have two touchdowns. The score is 34-27. I see Mahomes leading the Chiefs down the field. They score the winning touchdown. They hoist up the Vince Lombardi trophy. 34-32, Kansas City Chiefs, and Patrick Mahomes gets the MVP.
Oh, but MVP is Hollywood Brown.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Are you going Hollywood Brown?
I changed it. Let me refresh. Yes, my bad. Hollywood Brown. I had Mahomes as first, and then I changed my email.
Wow.
I think because, Rich, you said earlier about Hollywood Brown. He missed half the season, right? So he's fresh. And I just feel like...
I know Brockman. He's looking up the odds right
Brockman,
now.
65-1. Brockman. I'm going to have to put something down now.
Like I said, I put Mahomes on an earlier email.
Oh, wow.
I just don't think there's any chance on this green earth that a receiver gets the MVP and Mahomes doesn't get it.
Well, the reason I did that was people would go, oh, it's so easy that you pick Mahomes. And I'm like, true. So that's why I did. I switched it to Hollywood because I feel like we don't talk about that guy. And I don't know what, man. I think he's going to be special.
All right, Chris, you go.
I want to be super consistent. I've been talking about this for months. I think when we look back on the 2024 season, we are going to remember the greatness of Saquon Barkley and the supremely outstanding special season that he had, the 2,000 yards. He has a chance, if he has a nice game on Sunday, which I think he will, to have 3,000 total yards of offense.
Like how many?
In a season, 3,000. That is unbelievable and unheard of. I think Jalen Hurts gets it done. I think they turn the Mahomes over a little bit, and the Chiefs struggle, but it is a high-scoring, exciting game.
I think so.
Maybe Mahomes has a chance to win it at the end. Maybe he turns it over, or maybe Philly just runs away with it. I am flying Eagles fly. Philadelphia, 31-23, your MVP, Saquon Barkley.
Okay.
Wow.
And Rich, one more thing.
Yes.
Eight times Patrick Mahomes has gone up against a Vic Fangio-led defense, whether as the defensive coordinator or the head coach. Patrick Mahomes is 8-0.
Listen, I've got 56 pages
are made
of
to
research
be
right here that Mahomes is probably half this book that right here from NFL.
He's
Network
incredible, and the Chiefs are incredible. I mean, look, I'm sure I'm going to get some hate for that. I'm just saying, like, everyone has said it this week. On paper, the roster, the Eagles are better.
And literally everyone said that.
But the Chiefs have 15, and the Chiefs have Big Red, and those guys are obviously first ballot Hall of Famers. Mad respect. Lots of love. I just think it's Philly's time.
All right, so
how about you, Rich?
TJ chose the Chiefs with an Eagles football in front of him, and Chris chose the Eagles with a Chiefs football in front of him. It's now time for me to break the tie. It would be positively insane for me to reverse course after sitting here since the Tuesday after Labor Day, on which I predicted on our show
from the beginning,
and then later on that night on the NFL game day season kickoff show, that the Kansas City Chiefs would in fact be the three-peat champions of this league. And I saw it then, and I'm seeing it now. And I didn't see a 15-win regular season, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Didn't see all of the downs with mostly the 15 ups that they had. Didn't see all of that. But what I envision is another night where Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce have a night, and that the rest of the team does the situationally brilliant stuff that we've seen from them over the last two seasons, over the last regular season that we've seen. And I think that the Chiefs are winning this football game, and they're going to win it with yet another 30 burger. I'm actually having them put 30 points up. I have a 32-26 final. Ooh. I don't know why. This score came to me.
Interesting.
And I'm not overthinking it, man.
No.
Patrick Mahomes is going to be the MVP, and he's going to join Shaq and Michael Jordan as the only human beings to win the MVP of their sports championship game. Or championship rounds 3 years in a row. And Mahomes is now going to join the pantheon of Jordan and Shaq and, you know, Kobe and LeBron. And he's already there with Curry.
He's going to join the pantheon of Bradshaw and Montana for rings.
Right, before he's even 30 years old. I think that everyone needs to kind of prepare themselves for that, certainly if they're part of the United States of America that has the Chiefs fatigue. You know, get ready for it.
Or,
you know, and I did go Taylor Swift at the end right there. And those are our 2025 Super Bowl game picks presented by TurboTax. Hand off your taxes to a TurboTax full service expert this year. They do your taxes. You get back to life. Now, this is taxes. And I do obviously want to thank our friends at TurboTax presenting this studio. And I want to thank all of our other sponsors that were part and parcel of everything going on here this week, and Nissan and Pedigree, and obviously our friends and colleagues at the Roku channel and the Roku Sports channel and Roku writ large, and the entire Rich Eisen Show crew that never imagined we would be at a Super Bowl for a fifth straight year 6 years ago when we were told that life was about to be upended. And here we are. Just want to thank absolutely everybody as part of our team and all of the New Orleans-based crew that's been here with us this week. Thank you
so much fun
to everybody out there.
Great job, everybody.
Appreciate that.
Congratulations.
Now I'm going to go get some etouffee. No, I'm not. I'm taking a nap.
And some beignets for
that
the road.
That is what I'm going to do.
You had a late night.
I'm taking a nap.
What is etouffee?
What is etouffee? I heard the other day it's a terrific dish. It's the second of five dishes I should try here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's right.
They're opening the Super Bowl experience.
It's getting loud. Yeah, I know. It's getting loud.
Where are you watching the game?
At home.
Okay.
At home. Super Sunday, me and Cage, Sarah, and maybe we'll have some friends over. But, yeah, man, I'm super psyched. That's how I like to do it. I like to come in, do our stuff this week, have a great time, get out of Dodge, relax, watch the game. Like you said, TJ, it's the end of another amazing football season. I told you guys before the year, this would be the greatest football season we've ever seen, and I think it's really lived up to that.
Well, get ready, TJ. Where are you watching the game?
I think you know where I'm
at. Carl Anthony Towns' house?
The barn.
Pat's house?
The
barn?
I'll be up in the barn.
Right, yeah, nice.
It's actually Kutcher's birthday today. For his birthday, he just wants to have some of us come up to the crib on Sunday. We'll all get together, watch
That's great.
Game in the barn.
And for his birthday, he got Kenny Chesney's shout-outs.
He did.
And our number one of this
guys, we need the Eagles to win for Carl Anthony Towns to troll TJ one more time.
I've been trolled enough between Cat and O's the Mentalist.
Best part of me being wrong would be Carl Anthony Towns having his Super Bowl say. I can't even imagine what that would be.
Hasn't he given you enough?
Tune in for our big game bonus special from the TurboTax studio right here in New Orleans Saturday and Sunday on the Roku Sports Channel.
Exclusively on ESPN Plus, UFC 312, Saturday. Reigning middleweight champion, Dricus du Plessis, defends his title in a rematch against Sean Strickland. And Zhang Weili defends her strawweight title against undefeated Tatiana Suarez. UFC 312, Saturday at 10 p.m. Eastern. Buy it on ESPNplus.com/PPV.